Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're praying through Philippians 1, verse 15 in the New Living Translation, and here it is. It is true that some are preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, but others preach about Christ with pure motives. Mind if I pray for you? Father in heaven, you are good. You are good. And there have been times in my life where I've questioned that, where my circumstances have been, you know, blowing up all around me. I think about the time when my husband and I and our family were missionaries in France, and I was laying on the bed at night, crying out to you, wondering if you saw me. And we were surrounded at that time by some difficult folks and some who were wolves in sheep's clothing. And they exemplified a little bit of this verse, preaching out of jealousy and rivalry. And Lord, I didn't understand how people could use your name in a way that only benefited them. It didn't make sense to me. I think about taking the Lord's name in vain, and I think about those out there in the world who preach Christ not necessarily out of rivalry and jealousy, but they preach Christ to get money. And Lord, that should not be how your kingdom runs, right? And so I can get upset about these things. And I did when I lived in France, and I continue to be upset. But I love Paul's idea here. Because as he continues in these verses, and we'll find him in the next few days, he just says, you know what? Christ is preached. It's not up to me to figure out the motives of other people. And Lord, I pray for those right now who are struggling in a relationship where things look really bad and they've assigned motives to somebody else. And I've done it 1 million times, I'm sure of it, where I just look at the surface of another human being and I assign a motive that they must be jealous, they must have rivalry, they must have something, I assume the negative intention of them. But Lord, that's for you to sort out. It's not for me to know. Lord, sometimes you call us to have conversations with people that have some of those issues, and that's not easy, and I don't like doing it, but you call us to do that sometimes. And so, Lord, for the person listening today who has to confront a friend or a family member about something going on in their lives, I pray for boldness, and I pray also for humbleness, that they would go in with a learner's posture and be able to just say, hey, I mess up too. This is something I'm seeing. Maybe I'm wrong. But I really love you so much, and I want to be there for you. And this is something that I'm seeing that might be preventing you from wholeheartedly following Jesus. Lord, those are some words, but give them the words that are shaped like them to go in and talk about these things. And sometimes we hurt somebody else. We've been the one with the jealousy and the rivalry. We've been enslaved by looking at other people and thinking that they had it better than us and that we deserved more. And Lord, that's an issue of the heart. That's an issue of confession. And Lord, I confess that there have been so many times, and I'm ashamed to say it, but there have been so many times where I've looked at someone else and I think, oh, the grass is greener over there. Oh, they just got everything so easy and I have to work so hard. Or, oh, why didn't I get to grow up in a home like that one? Or why didn't my ministry do better than their ministry? Just stupid stuff like that. But Lord, that is born out of jealousy and rivalry, and I repent of it. I turn away from it. I thank you that you have a unique pathway for all of us, beautiful pathway that who am I to say what is right and wrong in someone else's life? I just don't know. So forgive me and forgive us for assigning motives to people. But I do pray for pure motives for all of us today. Help us to preach you with pure motives, and I don't even quite know what that means other than a longing to see your kingdom advance on this earth, to see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, where people are set free from oppressors, from sin, from other people, where justice reigns, where there are fair wages for people, where there is freedom for those who have been enslaved. Let justice reign. Preaching about you with pure motives, just longing to see the goodness of you in the land of the living. I'm so grateful that you are still working right now. And for those who believe, oh, God's not working in my life. He works in other people's lives, but he doesn't work in my life. That's just not true. Help us to believe the truth today, the truth that you are working in and through us. If we are yours, we have the Holy Spirit within us. If we are yours, you are working out our salvation through us to do good works. Help us to rest there today. Instead of preoccupying ourselves with other people and whether they're doing it right, help us just to surrender our lives to you and let you do the work through us. Jesus, I pray this in your name, the name above all names. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overwhelms you, unburden yourself through prayer because God is listening to you right now. Amen to that.